This is Sci-Fi for Me.
Hello, hi everybody. This is Annalie AJ Josephs with the Cosplay Diaries Initiative, and I am down here in the so-called bunker, the Fortress of Solitude, with my co-host,
Marie Lim.
Hi.
We're here talking Planet Comic-Con 2014. That's right. It was awesome. If you weren't there, you missed out. Record setting here in Kansas City. The venue, Bartle Hall, a Saturday. Saturday was the single largest event in Bartle Hall's history.
I believe so.
Whew. Boy, we had a lot of turnout and a lot of great cosplayers. Just from the start, the quality, the quantity.
Yeah, I mean, I remember walking in the first day and just, like, seeing, like, all the people lined up and, like, seeing person after person just being like, I know what that is. I love that. Look at that. How did they do that? What?
And it seemed like maybe one every five, would you say, is probably a good ratio? At least 20% of the people out there.
Yeah, we're doing some kind of costume or something to that effect.
A ton of Supernatural this year, too.
I was pleased with that. I like Supernatural. Hey,
Salt and Burn. That's all I gotta say.
I think that song is very complimenting. It's just me.
It's a great song. For those of you who don't know, we're referencing a kind of a goofy parody song by the band Clearly Guilty, which we have featured on other podcasts and on our show 8-Bits, which should be coming back to you fairly soon as part of the video game sector of the site. However, we want to talk cosplay today, and I know this is coming from both of us as cosplayers. In case you didn't follow us on any of the social medias, Marie and I were both in cosplay this weekend.
Yeah. Oh. I had a costume that I sewed. I got home Saturday night, about 9 o'clock, started, and I think I dozed off. I don't think I've ever actually slept that night. But at about 5 a.m., I was like, oh, maybe I should sleep. And so I laid in a chair and I dozed off for a little bit. And then I got back up and started sewing again.
Well, and it looked great. And it was Raven, Teen Titans-esque Raven.
Yes.
Fantastically done. Such is the life of a cosplayer sometimes, though. Those 9 to 5, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I remember Dragon Con literally sewing in the car until I lost light.
Yeah, it's cosplaying is an amazing hobby, but it's a hard hobby and it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, we won't talk about how much money I dropped on Alterac Valley Girl Tank. The foam, this was my first time crafting armor, and I thought that the foam may have been a good option because I was like, oh, look, it's less expensive. Yay. And oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God. It did not hold up.
It's a matter of getting the right type of foam and getting the right type of anything, really, just to make sure you have what you need for your costume. And it's a lot of Googling, too. I mean, I found earlier today, I was looking through Tumblr, and I found a cosplay guide master post, and I was like, oh, I'm saving this for later because I'm going to need this.
Oh, gosh, yes. I follow about 3 or 4 just specifically cosplay blogs on Tumblr because I find it so useful. Although, I'll tell you what, cosplay doesn't have to be as expensive as you and I have probably experienced in the past. As much as money as I put into this one, I had a friend who showed up on Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately, she was sick for Sunday. My friend Christina shows up in this fantastic reboot Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and she was bragging to me about how it cost her $17.
That is really impressive.
Well, if you consider it, she borrowed the bow from her brother, because her brother bow hunts, or her brother or fiance, one of the two. I'm actually not sure on that one. She had the tank top, I think. I think she borrowed a pair of, borrowed a shirt to tear up. Had to have buy the blood makeup, of course, and found a pair of pants at a thrift store. Oh, thrift stores are your best friend, though.
They are. I mean, with even, like, just getting fabric. Like, you can find a couple shirts and tear them up and use them as fabric for another costume. Me and my sister was doing the Raven cosplay. She was Starfire. We just bought two of the same color shirts for her top and her bottom, and we cut up the shirt, and we made a skirt out of the other shirt.
Hey, might as well. Now, honestly, let's kind of go down maybe the other end of that. There are a lot of people who put a ton of money. I know I hosted a fan panel on Friday where it was a lot of the heads of some of the costuming groups for the Star Wars groups. And here I'm gonna try the achievement off the top of my head here. We've got the 501st, the Mandalorian Mercs, Obsidian Spire, Rebel Legion, and Dark Tower.
Woo! Yeah!
I think I got them all. then those guys drop a lot of money on the Stormtrooper armor if they do anything like that. And the Boba Fett jetpacks.
Oh, goodness. And they were there last year, too, the Iron Men.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know how to describe them. There's the Captain America Iron Man, there's the classic one, and then there's the big souped-up one with the jets and the plays like super dubstep out of his legs.
Yep, it's War Machine.
Crazy.
Yeah, and there are definitely costuming groups that get together. I know one down in Oklahoma, Jedi OKC. They are fantastic group that kind of crosses the genres, and it kind of helps lessen because everyone's like, oh, hey, you look like Tony Stark, we want you to be our Iron Man, you know. But then it really comes down to who's going to spend the money. For instance, I have a friend, Caressa. She goes by Caressa Trekkie. It's a Next Generation phaser that is a really nice replica prop. She spent a lot of money on it. And she spent a lot of money on her tattoo work, which is all Star Trek themed. Oh, goodness. I love it. So,
yeah. It's crazy what you see. But, yeah, like I said, there were the Iron Mans this year. There's obviously a lot of Star Wars and a lot of Star Trek. Star Trek's on... typically on the easier side, it's the shirt with black pants or maybe a wig, depending on if you're playing a specific character compared to like just a generic red shirt.
Oh, yeah. And you definitely have the characters who are more complex in the Star Wars and Star Trek fandoms. And you also have the easier ones. I was actually shocked at how few Star Trek it seemed like there were on the floor of Planet this year, especially with the giant presence Star Trek Next Generation had at this convention. For those of you who don't know, we basically had the entire cast of Star Trek The Next Generation, with the exception of Patrick Stewart, who is, of course, Sir Patrick Stewart, an important distinction, who is currently on Broadway and was unable to attend. We even had the quote-unquote surprise guest of John DeLancey, who's amazing. But yeah, I didn't really see a lot of Star Trek. I mean, I saw Caressa, and then a friend of mine, Spencer, happens to look a lot like Jonathan Frakes in his Riker days. I'll show you a picture later, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I know I saw there were a couple of people who... I know there was a Spock and a Kirk running around, but that's not really the Next Generation. I saw some. However, like you said, you'd think there'd be more. And I feel like I saw a lot of Star Wars.
Planet Comic-Con, there is always a huge presence of Star Wars. And the costuming groups of Star Wars costuming groups always show up big. And they are always super helpful when it comes down to Planet Comic-Con. Massive shout out to all of them. Adore them all. They're all really nice people, and they do a wonderful job. And in past years, they've done costuming parades. Although another big group shout out I'm gonna have to totally throw here is the Time Lord Society.
Oh yeah,
they go big or go home. You know, there are two ladies. I don't actually know their names. I've met them at several conventions now, and they both have wonderful various regenerations of Classic Who.
And I mean, all of those ladies, I know last year they all did female doctors, and several of them were wearing them again this year. And I think I know the two ladies you're talking about, and they're just they have such fabulous and such creative costumes of a new imagination of how the doctor would look if he was a woman.
Oh yeah, and it's not your typical, oh look, I'm going to take, for instance, the things I've seen about 101 times are Matt Smith with a fez, and the only difference is he's wearing a skirt and knee-high socks and Mary Janes. Like, really?
Yeah, it's...
creativity, guys. Now, as far as gender bend and cosplay, did you by chance see any good ones this year? I was kind of struck by the lack of gender bends.
I don't know. That's a good point. I really don't think... I mean, I saw a couple of cosplayers. Like, I know there were some Homestucks running around that were in crossplay, because that's pretty...
See, I didn't see the Homestucks.
You wouldn't, but I did. And that's pretty typical among the Homestuck fandom, is that there's a lot of crossplayers. There's a lot of male characters that a lot of us really like, and we're like, oh no, I'm cosplaying them no matter what. I don't care. But yeah, I didn't see very many crossplays or gender bends, other than, like I said, the Time Lord Society ladies that were...
And they're pretty standard to see. There you go. Another thing that I honestly noticed this time, and this I think I realize exactly why on this one. Due to some interesting circumstances, a lot to do with when the convention hall was available, and through no malicious intent, of course, two conventions happened to fall in the same weekend here in Kansas City.
Indeed, they did.
Planet Comic Con, of course, is the one we're talking about, and there was NakaCon, yes, which is primarily an anime focused. So I did not see as many anime cosplays. I also did not see very many furries.
Except for that one brony.
Well, that one brony doesn't understand the concept of a family-friendly convention.
No. That was an interesting... There was an interesting cosplayer we had this time around, and
his cutie mark was very apparent.
Oh, indeed it was. It was not pleasant, especially with... In fact, that's actually one thing I also noticed, was there were a lot of kids running around this year that I didn't notice last year.
I don't normally like kids, but holy moly, I love mini nerdlings so much. It's like my whole, I kind of joke, oh, I don't like people, but there are persons I like. mini nerdlings are the best.
We had a little, when I was in, me and my dad, I made him a Ice King cosplay, and I was Finn the Human. And we had a little girl, and she was in a Lego Spider-Man costume, and
oh,
she came
God,
up to us.
The best.
Oh, she was so cute. I was so excited that her mom came, and she was like, can she get a picture with you guys? And we were like, yeah, sure. And she put on the little Lego head on her, and I was just like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
And here I was thinking my Lego Hermione was going to be cool, and holy moly. And a part of me is extra endeared by the fact that she was a she. It wasn't some little boy in the Lego Spider-Man. It was a little girl who said, I like Spider-Man. I like Lego Spider-Man. And her parents went the extra mile and made just this fantastic little outfit.
It was a really good costume.
I want to say she was one of the media handlers' nieces or something like that. Because someone was talking about her, and then I saw her, and I about died of happiness because of how adorable she was. I also saw, I want to say Friday, a mini Riddler and Joker.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I saw a Batman villain family. I saw Joker and Catwoman and Scarecrow and Harley Quinn, I think it was, and they were running around, and it was the cutest thing ever, because, and they were, the mom and dad, the Joker and the Catwoman, they were really good cosplayers, and you could tell that they took the time out to make these great costumes for their kids so they could raise them to be nerds.
I had a customer come into my day job at one point. Somehow we got on the topic of cosplay, and he and his wife, I think he said they did Nightwing and Wonder Woman, or Nightwing and Supergirl, or something like that. She did something DC, and they were starting to get their kids into it, and I think that's a fantastic thing. I also hold the firm belief that the reason that adult and kids costume contests are separate are because including the kids would make it too impossible on the poor judges, and it would always go to the kids, and there would be sullen adults going, but I worked so hard, but they're so cute.
Like,
this is someone who doesn't like kids very much.
There were so many cute kids, though. Like, at one point during the booth, someone walked by us, and they had their two kids, and it was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and Zool from Ghostbusters. And I saw them, and I thought I was going to lose it. I was so smitten by these two cute little kids and just the perfect Ghostbusters costumes.
Oh, yeah. It kind of runs with the concept of everything is better in mini.
Indeed.
Like, a giant statue of Batman is cool, but an itty-bitty little Batman for your desk is adorable.
Yes.
It's like a full-size TARDIS would be amazing, but a mini TARDIS in, like, Lego size is fun.
Yeah, it's cute, and you can, like, poke it and stuff.
And you can stick it in your pocket. In my pockets, sis.
We are not sticking kids in our pockets, by the way. We're just so we can...
Maybe you're not. Well, I'm only kidding. Okay. I'm only kidding, I promise.
So, what other costumes did you see that you really liked?
I don't know. I'm... We're going to give it a pause. Okay. Surprisingly, I have this belief that Harley Quinn is the new Slave Leia. And it...
Oh, yes.
Kind of drives me nuts. But that being said, the thing I like better about Harley Quinn is that there are various incarnations of Harley Quinn that people get creative with. I saw a really good little, like, ball gown Harley Quinn.
I saw her. She was amazing.
And she was in character, too.
I agree. I saw so many Harley Quinns, and I was like, where are all these Harley Quinns coming from? Did I miss something? I mean, like, I like Batman, but was there, like, a... Like, huh?
I think it's her attitude. I think it's Harley's attitude, because Harley is very, I don't care. Yeah.
As long as I got my pudding.
I saw a really fantastic Black Widow the first day. She did a really nice job of that, and she was really tall, too. I was kind of shocked by how tall she was. I may be biased, but I saw fantastic Finn. Wink, wink. Now, it's really
that
hard to pinpoint one.
In case you couldn't tell that, yeah.
I can't think of the comic now. There was one guy, he was dressed as a comic book character from like the 60s, and I can't think of the comic book now. But I've been really appreciating that people have been reaching, doing things that are maybe a little bit different, maybe a little bit more in depth, stuff that you haven't seen before.
See, and I think that's really important with cosplay, especially like with me getting ready to make some new costumes, is I'm looking for costumes that, especially for the sake of like competing and stuff, is you don't want to do something that's overdone. But you also want to do something that you can do well.
Mm.
And that is takes that you want to do something that you can put effort into and you can be proud of. Like with my Finn, I'm proud of it, but it was I bought a pair of pants, I bought a t-shirt, I bought a hood. It wasn't all that complex. And
there's
so,
a million and one Finns out there.
Exactly. Because of that, because you can buy a pair of shorts and you can buy a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of more just go along with my dad's cosplay that I made, which I was really proud of. And so it's a matter of picking a costume that is something you can work hard on, something you can do well on, and something that you don't see every day. Because with the Harley Quinns, there were a lot of great Harley Quinns, but you kind of lost it after you saw the seventh one. You were like, oh,
sure,
yeah,
Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn. I appreciated there's a cosplayer, Elizabeth. She does a great baby doll from Sucker Punch, and this is not in reference to the large group of Sucker Punch girls for the toy booth. We won't give specific names because
we have opinions.
Frankly, we were told by basically it's come through several channels that maybe one of the entire group of girls had ever seen the show, or I'm sorry, seen the movie, let alone read the graphic novels associated. And I know there's been a million and one things that have been said about fake geeks versus real geeks, and I'm not to discourage anything until someone comes in and is, I'm dressing in this because I like how I look in this and nothing else. And to me, that's not the core of cosplay.
I think that's fine for a costume, but I don't think that they should be going around and saying necessarily, I mean, you can wear something because you like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Don't get us into discouraging anybody for cosplaying. But if you... if you were a nice, tall, let's say you're 6'5" male who's, brown hair, always told he looks like he could be Clark Kent, but you really hate Superman, why would you wear it?
Yeah, you're not gonna be...
So, and I mean, to be fair to those girls, of course, they're there for a reason. In cosplay because, or they're in the costumes to draw attention to the specific booth that they're there for. And that's kind of the point of booth babes. I mean, let's be honest. There is a chainmail or like a scale mail group that has these booth babes, if you will. They dress them up in, one of them's Harley Quinn, and that's Michelle.
Isn't there a Poison Ivy?
There's a Poison Ivy. That's actually the same girl. She does both Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
I don't know if I saw Harley Quinn, but I saw a Poison Ivy.
She's very versatile. She's also, I think she also did Wonder Woman the first day on Friday. Or Sunday. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting the days flipped around. And her husband was doing the Street Fighter character. There was a Storm, and to me, that is like the coolest thing of booth babes is people who, and these are people I've met outside of this who are, oh my God, so into these characters and love it so much.
That's also, it's kind of going back to what I said about choosing your cosplay. I don't want to cosplay someone that I don't like. I chose Finn. I mean, he was really easy, but I chose him because I love him and I love Adventure Time. I love that show. And I thought it'd be a really fun thing to do. And like I said, with me picking my cosplays, I want to pick cosplays that characters that I know and that I love.
Well, and I got into cosplay because of Space Janitors. And anyone who's ever listened to me talk in the history of the ever, basically since this series came out, knows that I love Space Janitors. I feel as though I look like a certain character in it. Her name is Edith Kingpin, and she is amazing. She is hilarious. I love her attitude, love her deadpan delivery and things, love her very Shatner way of talking. She's an awesome character, and I kind of look like her, so I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it's a thing you can do, and it's a thing you should do. It's just, like I said, I don't like telling people how they should dress or how they shouldn't. But when you cosplay, you're putting out a certain image, and you're putting out a certain... You're saying something about yourself when you wear that costume for that character. And that's another thing, too. When they say your character's name, then you get excited. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, oh, they know who I am. And if you don't know that character and if you don't love that character, you're kind of misleading them. Like, if someone, like, I saw Ruby cosplayer and I love Ruby. That probably is my favorite anime of all time. I saw her and I was so excited. I got to go up to her and I got to talk to her about Ruby and about how she made this scythe this crazy. It was like as big as her, which is as big as Ruby Scythe is in the anime. And because she liked the anime as well, I got to talk to her about something that we both loved.
And honestly, if you don't like what you're doing, you're going to sit there for hours regretting getting into this outfit. Like, the sleepless nights I had finishing my shield for my tank's armor set, I'm just like, if I didn't love it, I would have gone bonkers. The hours I had to watch Space Janitors over and over and over. I made a joking post on Tumblr, and now I have to go watch Space Janitors for the 300th time. That wasn't too much hyperbole. I'm starting to get to the point where not only do I have it memorized backwards and forwards, but I can point out to you where there's a Dalek in the Bounty Hunters episode and where the sonic screwdriver is being used and all the lovely little bits. Now, that's to bring kind of back to an interesting point, something I've talked about in cosplay roundup-ish articles I've written before. It's not even just about liking your character, it's maybe liking the audience. I know we talked earlier about the brony who had quite a bit of skin showing in inappropriate places. I enjoy My Little Pony.
I do too. I'm a Pegasus all the way. I love that show. I'm doing a cosplay of Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, I don't like all of the fans.
Neither do I. At all.
I enjoy a lot of things that are very kid-esque. Like, I enjoy my Lego Hermione. I expect when I finally get my Lego Hermione done to be stopped by a lot of kids. Therefore, I am not going to do it when it's like the last day of the convention and I'm sleep-deprived and grumpy. You have to play to the audience, too. Can you imagine if the little spider girl hated people? She wouldn't have been. And I know we're kind of digressing into just cosplay do's and don'ts here, you guys. So let's take it off the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Here.
You talked about your favorite costumes. I can talk about mine.
Absolutely. I was about to ask you, what was your favorite? What do you think was your favorite? Maybe adult and kid.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, I really liked the Ruby because it was really detailed. The Scythe was amazing. Like, I cannot imagine making a scythe that big, especially when I was talking to her. She said she started it like Thursday morning.
And sounds about right.
I was like, she made the scythe as big as her body, and it must have weighed a ton too. I mean, even with craft foam, it must have weighed quite a bit. In a day or a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that because I'm a really big fan of that. As far as kids, I don't know.
It's hard to narrow down with the kids because there were so many good kids. Okay. Least favorite cosplay that you saw other than the brony?
Oh, damn. I was going to just snap right onto that.
I know mine. I am so sick of Deadpool.
I'm not. To me, it's
where Harley Quinn is the new slave Leia. Deadpool is kind of the new Batman.
Oh yeah,
it's everywhere.
I can kind of agree with that, and I am a bit biased. I have a friend that I spent a lot of time getting to know through and talking to because we both like Deadpool. And
that's
so,
not to say that the character's not awesome.
Yeah,
but
no, I know. And so when I see any Deadpools, I have these good feelings associated toward it. So I'm like, oh yes, Deadpool, yes.
how about Batman Sith Deadpool? Or no, I'm sorry, Batman Jedi Deadpool.
I saw him. I got a picture with him when he was just in his Batman onesie, and I was like, this is totally something Deadpool would do. I can see him like
Batman onesie.
Like running around just in a Batman onesie, just running around being like, I'm Batman. Because that's the character.
There were a lot of Batman jammies this year.
I actually appreciated that because that was very in character thing to do is wear a Batman onesie over your Deadpool costume.
And then he threw on the Sith robe, or I'm sorry, the Jedi robe because it was lighter. Yeah, I don't think, you know what? I'll tell you what. I talk about least favorite jokingly. There are a lot of amazing cosplayers here in Kansas City, and that's the thing that I think
and saying
sets
least
us
favorite
apart.
Doesn't mean it's bad. It just
yeah, it's just not your type. You know, where you may like Steve Carlsberg, others may not. Sorry, that's a Welcome to Night Vale reference for you guys.
Oot.
Now we're gonna at the risk of completely rambling, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know, Kansas City is amazing. I've been to conventions in other parts of the world, and it's interesting to me to see the level of commitment to cosplay here in the Midwest. We have a huge concentration. I mean, even the Star Wars fan groups, the huge concentration of members. The only other place where I've seen cosplay on the same level as Kansas City was Dragon Con, and that is about 20 times the size of Planet Comic Con.
Indeed.
So we only have room to grow, and keep it up. Let's go for hometown pride, guys. We rock. Now, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to subscribe to us. You can follow us, like us, share us. Make sure to inflict us upon friends and enemies alike. We're on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. Just look for Sci-Fi For Me. You can also find us on iTunes if you're running an Apple device. Or if you're, you know, not expensive-minded, you can follow us on Double Twist or Wincast on Android. You can also find us through the RSS feed on scififorme.com or call the Sci-Fi For Me hotline. That's 573-42-SCI-FI. 573-42-SCI-FI. This has been...
We need a jingle for that.
I know.
573-42 Sci-Fi.
You guys don't want me to actually sing. Now, this has been some more Sci-Fi For Me Radio. If you want to check out more, definitely subscribe to us on the site. We even have a newsletter. We have other broadcasts, including Sci-Fi For Chicks. We have H2O. We have all sorts of stuff for
Echo
anything.
Echo Chamber.
And if
I'm on that.
Echo Chamber's awesome. We've got another episode coming live soon. Also, if you have anything to submit to us for Cosplay Diaries, just go to cosplaydiaries.com. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your triumphs, your failures, your tips, your tricks, your favorite costumes you've ever done, the nightmare you'll never do again, the stuff you would rather work with instead of craft foam. I'm looking for some more hints, and I'm not rich enough to use Warbler. Thank you. Be sure to follow us, check us out, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thanks to my co-host, Marie.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you to our editor, Jason, who puts up with us on a consistent basis. This has been 5 years. So this has been the Cosplay Diaries Planet Comic Con 2014 wrap-up for Sci-Fi For Me Radio.
Happy cosplaying!
This has been a presentation of scififorme.com.